Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 through 19. The Reverend Peter Ill is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah, the first chapter, beginning at the 16th verse. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. Seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When the Lord sent Isaiah to prophesy in Judah, there were many problems among God's people. The verses that come before this in chapter 1 describe how the people of Judah were not living as God's people. They worshipped as rebellious idolaters, ignorant and unknowing and willfully opposed to the Lord's promises. Judah was, according to Isaiah, a sinful nation that was laden with iniquity, that had forsaken the Lord and despised the Holy One of Israel. God's people were compared to Sodom and Gomorrah, and the Lord referred to the vain offerings of their worship. The condemnations of the Lord against his people who had forsaken him sound out like the repetitive concussions of a battering ram, breaking down the door of sinful hypocrisy. And then the Lord's prophet calls the people to wash and make themselves clean. There's a temptation here to try to get around the grammar, to make these verbs not reflexive about how you make yourself clean, but passive to show that you need somebody else to clean you. My Hebrew's a bit rusty, and so I'll leave all of that conversation about hif-hil verbs to somebody else. But there's not a clean way to maneuver the grammar. Leaving aside the grammar, though, this is a clear call for repentance. Idolatry is not working for the people of Judah, nor is their hypocrisy, but that is exactly what they are doing. The Lord himself calls his people away from their sin of hypocrisy and oppression, from their abuse of the poor, their injustice, and their evil. The people of Judah are mired in their sin and their sinfulness, and the Lord calls him away from their evil. The Lord calls his people to reflect his justice and to do good even as he is good. There is no covering up their sins, as hard as they may try, at least by themselves. Today, it may be tempting to say that you do not have the same struggles as the people of Judah. You would like to say that hypocrisy and oppression and evil have no place in your life. You would like to prove that you are not mired in sin and iniquity. And here, I would like to show you exactly how good I am too. But the problem is, it isn't true. Not for me, and not for you either. Your sins are scarlet and crimson and red. If you have gotten to spend any time trying to get red stains out of laundry, you know how hard it is. Tomato sauce, red wine, blood, or anything else that's red has staying power. Short of putting a sweater over it, there's no covering that stain, or so it seems. Your sin stains you in that brilliant red and crimson and scarlet, and it seems like you cannot scrub it away. The Lord your God, though, draws near to sinners, to you and to me, just like he drew near to his people in Judah, and he cleansed their sins. Their sin was covered, just like dead grass is covered by a layer of fresh snow. When Chaplain Denzer assigned this text for today, I thought, this is not very timely. There shouldn't be any snow in the third week in March. and I was wrong. Nobody wants to hear about snows now, Monday's flurries notwithstanding, but the covering of that fresh layer of snow covers over this sin, but it's no mere hiding or covering up of the evil. It is a complete replacement. Like our hymn said, Jesus came on the cross, bleeding his own crimson blood when he became our sin, so that we would be cleansed and purified by him. What matters today is that the grace of God covers you. It transforms you, it restores you, and by the blood of Christ, you are washed. Your sins and your iniquities are forgiven. And that's not just a one-time event, but rather it happens daily as your sin and iniquity are covered. The Lord has not left you to wash yourself or to remove your own stains. No, he has done it for you in the pure, holy water of baptism. There, once again, your sinful old man was drowned to death, and you are transformed by the death and resurrection of Christ your Lord, and you are a clean, pure, innocent child of God by his grace. You yourselves are white as snow, covered in that white raiment of his purity. On the cross, Jesus became your sin so that you have his righteousness. And he delivered that righteousness to you in the water of baptism. Your evil is removed. Your hypocrisy is past. Live as a child of God, purified by the grace of Christ for you. Dear friends, you are not red or crimson or scarlet, but you are a bright, pure white because you are washed in the pure blood of the Lamb of Christ shed for you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.